This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. 11 people were killed and 6 others injured Friday when a disgruntled Virginia Beach City employee opened fire at one of the city's municipal buildings. Police Chief James Cervera said the suspect, who was killed in a gunfight with police officers, opened fire indiscriminately at workers inside an operations building.
Shortly after 4 p.m. this afternoon, the suspect entered Building 2. He's a longtime employee of Public Utilities. I will not release his name at this time. And he immediately began to indiscriminately fire upon all the victims.
The 6 injured have been transported to local hospitals. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam called it a horrible day for the Commonwealth.
Our thoughts are for these victims and their families, and we're working with our law enforcement, our first responders, our folks at the hospital, and just making sure that we take care of everybody right now.
Virginia Senator and former vice presidential candidate Tim Kaine said he was devastated to hear about the incident, writing on Twitter, "My heart is with everyone who lost a loved one, and I'm praying for a swift recovery for all the injured." In other news, Mexico's foreign minister says he has started negotiating with U.S. officials after U.S. President Donald Trump threatened to impose tariffs on Mexican products related to the migrant surge at the border. Marcelo Ebrard said on Twitter that he had spoken to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo by phone, and face-to-face talks between the two would take place Wednesday in Washington. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said his country is not going to fall into any provocation, but we are going to be prudent and we are going to respect the authorities of the United States and President Trump. Trump has threatened to impose increasing tariffs on goods coming from Mexico beginning June 10th. This is VOA News. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo sought to raise the pressure on U.S. ally Germany Friday over next-generation networks that use technology from the Chinese company Huawei. Speaking after meeting with Germany's foreign minister in Berlin, Pompeo said each country will have to decide what technology to use, but that decision will have consequences.
The rest of it will have to change our behavior in light of the fact that we can't permit private citizen data from the United States or national security data from the United States to go across networks that we don't have confidence, that we don't view as trusted networks.
The United States contends that some of Huawei's technology could be used for spying by the Chinese government. Later, Pompeo met with German Chancellor Angela Merkel for brief talks before flying to Switzerland. Officials in Afghanistan say a suicide bomb attack Friday targeted a foreign military convoy in Kabul, killing at least 4 Afghan civilians and wounding 4 American soldiers. The U.S. military confirmed the attack and said the service members received minor injuries. The Taliban took responsibility for the bombing on a busy road linking Kabul to the eastern city of Jalalabad, saying a suicide bomber detonated his explosives-packed car near the foreign military convoy. A judge has ruled that the only clinic that performs abortions in the U.S. state of Missouri can remain open for now. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Missouri Governor Mike Parsons said in a statement state regulators still have serious health and safety concerns regarding Planned Parenthood's facility in St. Louis. The state health department refused to renew the clinic's license. Outside the clinic,
today is a huge victory for the people of Missouri.
Dr. David Eisenberg is the clinic's medical director.
This is a political game being paid by the patients we take care of. The people in power are not paying the price for this.
The clinic's license will remain in effect until a ruling is issued on Planned Parenthood's request for a permanent injunction. I'm Ed Donahue.
June 1st marks the beginning of the hurricane season in the United States, and the National Hurricane Center is predicting between 9 and 15 named storms in the six-month season. The center says that 4 to 8 of those storms could become hurricanes, with 2 or 4 of them becoming major ones with winds in excess of 179 kilometers per hour. Neil Jacobs is with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
The information that we're getting through the forecast models is increasingly accurate. And when they issue watches and warnings, that's the time to take action. But the time to prepare is now.
The hurricane season runs until November 30th. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.